This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
Suffolk County police are looking for the man who carjacked a woman at gunpoint outside a supermarket in Lake Grove. WCBS's Sophia Hall spoke with the victim.
It was supposed to be a normal night for Stephanie Rodriguez. She went to Whole Foods in Lake Grove to pick up her boyfriend from work. But then this happened.
Next thing I know, I hear a tapping on my window. I roll my window down just a little bit, not just enough to hear him. And he asked, do you know where 80 Maple Drive is? So I said, no, but I can look it up on my phone. So I did. When I asked what town, he pointed the gun at me through the crack in my window and said, get out of the car.
The 23-year-old did get out of the vehicle. The man drove away. And then Stephanie ran inside the store.
I'm like literally shaking. Like I dropped my phone like several times. I dialed like 411 because I couldn't get 911 to dial on my, like I couldn't.
She says a million things were going through her head at the time and she's glad she is safe.
Guard yourself. Tell your children don't ever talk to people, especially at nighttime. You know, stranger danger is really real.
The man is still on the loose. Sophia Hall, WCBS News Radio 880.
The NTSB's preliminary report on this month's deadly B-17 crash at Bradley Airport near Hartford does not mention what may have caused the crash. It only says the wreckage of the World War II-era bomber has been kept for further examination. Seven people on the plane were killed, six were injured. Witnesses saw flames coming from one of the engines. A Bronx City councilman will introduce a bill Thursday that would give whistleblowers broader protections in New York City. WCBS's Rich Lamb has more.
Councilmember Richie Torres is introducing a measure to amplify whistleblowing in New York City.
It would extend whistleblower protection to those who cooperate with city council investigations and oversight hearings. Second, it would impose a timetable on whistleblower investigations.
Some whistleblower probes, he says, have dragged out for years.
And those seeking whistleblower protection are entitled to closure, are entitled to a timely resolution of their whistleblower claim.
His bill would require the Department of Investigation to complete whistleblower cases within 90 days. At City Hall, Rich Lamb, WCBS News Radio 880.
Today is the deadline in New Jersey to vote in next month's election. All 80 seats in the state assembly will be up for grabs November 5th. Currently, Democrats have a 54-26 majority over Republicans. Today's the last day to fill out a registration form and mail it or drop it off to a county registration commissioner or superintendent of elections. Now to the Weather Center and meteorologist Brad Anderson with a gorgeous day, but big changes coming.
Yeah, big change is going to ruin what we had for this afternoon, but let's enjoy it. It'll stay dry right through this evening, sunshine this afternoon, partly cloudy tonight, down to 54 in the city, mid-40s north and west. The clouds quickly roll in tomorrow. Now, I think the morning looks dry, but the rain will arrive around lunchtime, and that's going to pick up in intensity late in the afternoon into the early evening. Rain will be heavy at times, and it's going to become windy as well, especially out on Long Island. Storm winding up along the coast. There could be some urban and flash flooding, especially in poor drainage areas, high up to 68 degrees. Rain tapers off tomorrow night. Windy, chilly, down to 51. Thursday, very windy, chilly, rather cloudy, high 59. But with winds gusting in the 40s, it's going to feel more like the upper 40s. Sunshine returns late week into next weekend. Recap this afternoon, sunshine, high up to 64.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.